Hello and welcome to Poetry for Now, Season 3, Episode 9, Our Asian Journey. My name is Martin Strasmore. And in April and May of this year, 2023, we travelled in Thailand, Laos, Cambodia and Vietnam. 3.5 weeks is really just enough time to get a taste for the major cities, the countryside and cultures. So, rather than get into the detailed day-to-day activities, I hope to communicate to you the experiences that touched us most. This episode will be about Thailand and Laos. Episode 10 will be about Cambodia and Vietnam. Bangkok, day and night. Early morning at Arun Wat, the temple of the god of dawn. Sparkling ladies pose in rented dazzling dresses, with spectacular multicolored ceramic towers rising above them. In the Grand Palace, oppressive heat and excessive tourists, Hindu past and Buddhist present, Ramayana walls and the Emerald Buddha. The Chao Phraya river bus escape. Passing riverside markets and monasteries, shabby wooden houses with hanging laundry, wedding parties dining in shady parks. The museum of many beautiful Buddhas. The brightly lit luxury shopper's paradise, big money capitalism and Buddhism. It's all side by side, riverside. Ayutthaya's many stupas, honoring death, burial places for kings and families, more Buddhas, some with silk shawls, many headless. At night, the food markets explode. Bright lights, crackling sounds of frying foods, steam cookers carrying exciting smells, tropical fruits expertly sliced open, smelly, tasty durans, delicious mangosteens. The hustle and bustle action never ends. Local village delicacies. Families passing down skills and traditions generation to generation. Melting and drawing sugar, becoming angel hair candy, then wrapped in crepes. Catching tarantulas, deep frying with spices, crunchy treats. Freshly pressed out, steaming rice noodles, served in delicious broth. Silkworms and ladybugs, stir-fried for the daring ones. Mekong River weeds, pressed, dried and flavored, sesame seeds and spices, Laotian snack. Laos, land of a million elephants. Now, more saffron-robed ones than gray-skinned ones. Early morning, as the sun rises, we join the local ladies, scooping sticky rice into lines of monks' bowls. The giving of alms, the receiving of blessings. We find ourselves in a temple, behind the chanting monks, sitting with a big furry dog, contentedly listening. Harmonious echoes of scriptures kept cool by whirring fans, feeling the peace and love Buddha brought here. After visiting the cave of 1,000 Buddhas, we meet the great grey skins. We ride on the elephants through forests along streams. Then we offer our elephant fingers of green bananas, each one gently held in his trunk, smoothly placed into his large mouth. Cassandra connects head to head, eyeball to eyeball. Sweet tears are shared. Yes, dear one, we will remember our duty to protect you and your kind, and to protect our shared planet for all creatures. Thanks for listening. Photographs of our trip will be on my website, thewalkingpoet.net. And please do recommend this podcast and the website to your friends and families. And listen to episode 10 to hear the last part of our Asian trip.